Here we go. We're back with another weekly helping of Mint Sauce Chronicles. I hope everyone's in good health. We've done a few weeks of chats with some great guests, so we thought we'd do our own show. We miss these shows. These are what we're set up to start doing, to be fair. The format is simple. We'll try and release a minimum of 4 shows a month. They're about, in total, 2 hours long, minimum. Shows will be released every Saturday. Members get the full Podcast Plus download option, and non-members get part one. All new shows, as I say, will be released on a Saturday. Podcasts are always available at sheepfarm.co.uk. We also put part one on Podomatic, that then send them out on Spotify, Amazon, Audible, Google Podcasts, and Apple, and a few others as well. Please subscribe to the website, because YouTube could go at any time, the way everything's going at the moment. It doesn't cost anything. It just means you get notifications for all the shows if you want. Sheep Farm shop's up. Chris has been loading some new designs on there. Delivery times, it takes about, 5 working days to 10 days. Depends on stock. That's that nonsense out of the way. With me tonight is more nonsense. It's our Chris with his
good evening.
Sheep Farm vest on.
Yeah. I put on Seb's song. I did a doodle of Seb and I put it on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram as well, sheepfarm.co.uk. Because I put some put some of the drawings out on there and some of the releases and a few news articles. Mm. But I put a picture of Seb on there, who sings, my son, who sings the Sheep Farm theme tune. Got quite positive feedback, but a guy, Tony Malone, but he says, you know what? I know your son wrote the tune and I don't want to cause offence, but he didn't have to give me the creeps.
Oh, Seb gives him the creeps.
No, that song, but I thought about it, right?
I think he meant to.
I'm not offended, Tony. I'm sure Seb will find it funny. No, but when you listen to it, it's a brilliant song, right? You know, it's I will grow up. But if you think about it being creeper, then listen to it again.
Chris, you can take that song, and we won't get into whether it's finished or not. that song can take you through different stages, because that one verse there could make you feel happy as being part of this earth, or it can actually make you feel sad.
So I'll give you creeps like
that. Isn't that what a good song does?
Yeah.
And I think his observation is valid. And it is one of those songs, isn't it?
Well, I put a link on the Instagram to his Bandcamp, Spud Bandcamp, I think it is. You can download the song for £1.
Yeah.
And someone said, can you turn it into a ringtone?
I'm not getting involved in any of that business with you two lunatics.
No, what I'm saying is you can just download it and turn it into your own ringtone, can't you?
Yeah, I suppose you can.
No, I'm just plugging it for him, because he loves getting his work out there and he doesn't care about the money, but you've got to put it.
Well, he's got a similar attitude to me and you, hasn't he? Because I'm surprised, again, that people listen to us, emailers and all, whatnot. I mean, I'd be putting stuff out. We'd be doing these things whether 10 people listen to it, because it's irrelevant. It just needs to be out there in the ether. And we have got, I mean, Chris mentioned we have got other platforms. I'm not up to date with them. Odyssey gets the trailers on there when one goes on YouTube. It's linked up to that. I have a problem with Odyssey because it won't let me load anything on above an hour. So that scuppers a lot of what we do.
We're on Rumble, aren't we?
But Rumble, that's the same. It's linked up to YouTube and it drags. Not all of the videos I'm noticing, it drags some of them over for some reason. The majority of them anyway. So all those Matrix videos I've been putting up, I've frozen a few of them because some of them had like copyright things on them and they can be upgraded to copyrights where they turn you off at any time. So some of them have gone off. In fairness, I probably prefer them on Rumble because they are a bit edgy. I don't mind them on there for a week or so, but I generally turn them off. We've been busy this last week or so, finishing off the Huxley Brave New World Order episode 6, which I thought were going to be one episode, but now I've realised it's actually going to be another 2. So it's 6 and 7, which again is following on from the George Orwell episodes 4 and 5. So Orwell will actually be 4 episodes on its own. And it's not bad really for me, that, because it's only going to be half an hour, Chris.
I've just put that picture on Instagram as well. Brave New World.
We'll have to do another one for number 7.
Brave New World Order.
Yeah. It's about Orwell's bloodlines and his ties into all the established leaders and things like that. There's a lot of interesting stuff come out of there that I've learned, and I'm sure you have, Chris, as well, that I didn't know before. Even just a daft one. I'll give you an. When you're doing this research, you don't know what you're going to lift up on a rock and see underneath. The Slave Act, or the Anti-Slave Act, or whatever it is in Parliament, that was, I think it was 1833 or something like that. That act there, when it paid out all the slave owners, the government borrowed the money from Nathan Rothschild Bank, and it amounted to $1.5 billion, which the British taxpayer finally paid off in 2015.
What a fucking shenanigans that is, isn't it? And we're conspiracy nutters, aren't we? Yeah, really. What an absolute shenanigans.
Yeah, and just for saying that, we could be classed as some far-right anti-Semitic.
Oh, I am a far-right, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, so you've had it cushy because you've been using slave labour.
Mm.
They ban it, but you get paid out for it.
Yeah.
And then, well, again, as I said, it gets a debt for God knows how many years that is.
Yeah, I mean, bear in mind that is just with interest. It's not necessarily with capital interest. So, you know what I mean? That could be 20 billion, you know?
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine the interest on that fact?
Yeah.
It's just a taxpayer. Paid by taxpayers.
Paid by taxpayers. Do you know what? That's just one thing. Imagine, right, Chris?
That's one thing you've found out.
That's one thing. But imagine I think it was close to £1 billion they bought after World War II. Bought the railways off all the private companies that owned them.
Smashed them up.
And just destroyed. So they paid nearly £1 billion for them and ripped them all up.
So cars, they could bring cars into the...
Who did they borrow that money off?
Rothschild. Was it?
The bank that likes to say yes. Yeah. Yeah. So somebody could go to a bank, right, to buy a car and go, computer says no.
Yeah, I know.
£2 grand or something like that.
And also, this just I was telling you this the other day, and it just tied into this because I was watching, I watched a bit of TV the other day, and they were on about asylum seekers, and this is where they get us frenzied, right? You've got shit like that going on, and we're frenzying about whatever you think is asylum seekers. I'm not going to get into that, but what I mean is it's designed and it's put in the news to wind everyone up. So they put this show on, right, and they're interviewing these asylum seekers. And they got one on, and he didn't speak English. I don't know what accent he had. They didn't show his face, and it said, it's disgusting here, bad food, his room's tiny. So can you imagine your average Sun reader, right, just boiling with anger? What do you mean your room's bad? It's fucking free! And then he said, there's no internet. What do you mean you don't even deserve internet? Yeah. You can imagine. But when he was saying it, and then he mentioned his mental health as well.
Yeah.
And then one of them, he didn't speak any English, so he had to have a translator. Can you just imagine people, and rightly so, fuming at that, right? And you can imagine. But it's all put there on purpose. What was funny, right, when he was doing this, it panned in on his like flip-flop, like, and he had like a dirty foot. just to make people, I don't know, wince and go, oh my God, they're coming over here, the dirty flip-flops, taking our money. But then, at the same time, we're giving God knows how many millions to
Ukraine. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that in a sec. But and if you think, I think it's 66,000, and I'll make that number. It's around that mark per year that an asylum seeker costs.
Right.
So if you look at, say, someone who's on the sick, they probably get a fraction of that.
I'm not saying it's right. What I'm saying is
I know you're
he's put on the TV to wind.
Of course,
up
it is.
As
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a divisive thing, isn't it? It's just there to wind. It's a bit like, right, I saw somebody on YouTube, one of these auditing guys, who was a young lad with his girlfriend or his wife, and he were outside one of these places filming it, and all staff came out, told him he couldn't film because it was private property, and he obviously knew the law, and he said, I can film where I want. It's not private property.
Yeah.
That's private property past that gate, but this isn't. And it's going, blah, blah. And anyway, he was saying on the video that to a woman that worked there, that how is it that they can come in here, the doctor comes straight in to see them, and yet anybody else has got to wait 6 weeks, or a dentist comes in mobile to make sure the teeth are all right. And
I can't get a dentist appointment.
Nobody can get a dentist appointment. Yeah. And so...
You are starting to sound a bit right-wing extremist now.
Yeah, no, I know. We mentioned Rothschilds and immigrants. Jesus. And we're immigrants.
It's funny, you know, on a similar subject, I did watch a bit. I keep putting TV on. Anyway, I watched a bit of this, one of those things in the morning. I was doing something else and I just had it on, and it was, those benefit cheat ones.
Yeah.
And where they do that as well, dum-dum, this person. has claimed 20 grand. And, you know, we're watching all this shit go on. Mm. I mean, don't get me wrong, whatever, Benish Fitchies, whatever. I'm sure in the scheme of things, it's nothing compared to the thing that you mentioned earlier and the Ukraine bullshit and all that
stuff. It don't matter, Chris, because the Rothschild Bank, or the bank of, otherwise known as the Bank of England, will just write a blankety-blank checkbook. Get its blankety-blank checkbook out and just write whatever you need.
Yeah.
If you're Zelensky, a crackhead cross-dresser, we'll send you 20 billion, don't worry. Yeah. House pays. Don't worry.
Can't blame anyone for dodging tax these days, can you?
No. You can't blame anybody for not voting. I mean, I made the mistake of turning the television on the other day.
And yeah, that's what I did.
In fairness, I won't even watch. I watch the internet on the TV. I don't watch. But I'm not saying that's any better a lot of times. But and the TV came on first, and it had this woman interviewing a politician in Yorkshire. And it really, she was a young. When I say young girl, she was probably early 20s, and she's obviously a university student because she talked right and what have you, right? I wasn't like an uneducated twat like I am. But she were asking him, but what's your manifesto? This one, because if you don't tell us what your manifesto is, how do you expect us to vote for you? This is a Tory guy who's just been in for the last, whatever, 13 years, right? Mm. If you don't know what they're going to do now, right, I'm sorry, you're fucking brain dead.
Manifesto.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking hell. This week's manifesto of whatever problems are on your mind at the moment. Yeah, exactly. We'll just say we're going to get rid of them, and then we'll move it next time.
Rant at manifesto in 2020.
Yeah.
That got forgotten about, didn't it? Just forgotten about. Yeah, but yeah. So there's a few things that come up in these sort of bits of research that we do. It's not just about the genealogy or stuff like that, that come up and either link back to each other or, yeah, there's another area, like in Germany, Baden-Württemberg, that keeps coming up, which obviously is some sort of centre for FPV Angel, like this, some Roman sort of throwback. What are you drinking tonight? Which piss are you on tonight, Chris?
I've got a bottle of Primitivo from Puglia.
Puglia.
Organic.
Sure. Right. Organic, yeah.
Or gimmick.
Yeah. Or gimmick. The talk in Middlesbrough is off. I got told that the chap that were organising it has had to cancel it all. I don't know why. I haven't had an email or anything like that. So it was Mark that told me. Mark Devlin, because he was meant to go up. So the one in November that was meant to be doing is off. But it's not that I'm not bothered. It's just more the fact that I told people. But anyway, there you go. But the one in Huddersfield, the one in Huddersfield is on. It's going to be a small gig, though. I don't know what it'll cost to get in, because whoever's doing it, Jonathan's doing it, has got to hire a load of sound and stuff like that. We want to video it and whatnot. But I'll let you know at some point soon. Chris is doing a drawing, so we'll find out shortly, probably next time we do a podcast. I'll let you know. But it'd be a small private event at Jonathan's. He's got like a... he does like what Mark Bajerski does, doesn't he, Chris?
Yeah.
And it's only a small...
It's just like a spiritualist thing.
Yeah.
Spiritualist thing.
Yeah. The chat we had with Carla Adams, I thought was excellent. It really... Similar spin-off to what we talked with Jerry Mazinski, I thought. There was a very it did dovetail in nicely. Although they were coming from totally different angles. So you've got Mark Bajerski's angle, you've got Jerry Mazinski's more clinical angle, and you've got Carla's angle, which is somewhere in between. But yeah.
I think I said a few times in one, she talked some bonkers stuff, but it all made sense to me.
Yeah. When we say bonkers stuff, it's not disparaging. It's
I don't mean.
Out there, but it sent the hairs on your arms standing, if you like.
Yeah, I liked it, really. I think it probably, some people probably didn't like it, but it is what it is, isn't it?
Well, I think.
And it can be one of them, can't it?
Is what we've been down that road for a long time. And I'm sure a lot of other people have as well. I think once you realise that it's not all about paying your mortgage or going shopping on a Saturday or going to work, and there is more to it, and you know you're living a lie, then everything is up for grabs, isn't it? Mm. Everything. Everything we've been told. It's not just that the Beatles are a lie or some film. Everything is a lie. We're living in some kind of simulation. And I mean screensaver. It's whatever we're doing is false. Everything we do now, including what we're doing today, is false. No, it's false. It is. And there's a possibility that everything we're doing is totally meaningless. And every door's got to be left open in my book. And I know it's difficult that. It was difficult for me. But
well, I think the, I'm not saying the meaning of life, but the way I see it is, take all religion and everything out of it, is you just got to be nice to folk.
Yeah.
Not be a pusser. You got to stick up for yourself, but you just got to be nice to your fellow human being, I think.
Well, there's a line, isn't there? Because, again, we're having the living piss taken out of us on so many different
directions.
Oh,
don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. If someone tried to get in my house to jibber-jab anyone, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. On a general day-to-day basis, don't try to make people's lives hard. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I keep saying me and Chris, we're just parents. We've got kids. We've got a grandkid, me now. And that's it. We're not anybody, I don't know, I'm not nobody any different from anybody else, you know? Crow 777's got a new show out, which I liked. Sometimes when people do shows, they do stuff and they take it to another place. And I thought this one was one of those shows. It's about a film which I'd never heard of. I don't think you'd heard of, even though you're a film buff. It's an English, a British film called Frequencies in 2013. And you're about a load of like savanty type people with special powers.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. I've never seen it.
No.
So in like an alternative Earth, I suppose, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. But all the people's names were named after famous people, weren't they? Like Mozart and things like that.
They're all kids at school.
Theodore Adorno, one of them, were called as well.
Yeah, it was very interesting, that one. Really like that.
Yeah. A lot of people have been asking me about, I know I keep mentioning it, supplements from Health Bunker. It's not set up yet. I'll let you know when it's set up if you want to. I'll give you some discounts off, but I'm not trying to push it on this site, but it might help a few people if you're... people asking me about parasites and all sorts of stuff. In fact, somebody said, why don't you do a series on... and do you know what? I don't want to be a bloody health guru. That's why I don't do it. I don't want to be...
But you like talking about it.
I do like talking about it, but do you know what makes it difficult? Most people don't want to be all in when it comes to health, and I find that frustrating. And I can be quite an hard taskmaster on myself, let alone sound like it on anybody else.
I suppose
I don't expect anybody to do what I do, you know?
You get people asking you for help, don't you, quite a lot?
Yeah. There's no quick fix, sadly, for anything. And
I've got a vitamin C story for you. This happened yesterday. So my nipper had, you know, like you said, that moment when it actually does the do. This is quite funny.
A weaker moment. Yeah.
No, well, this nipper had a blocked nose, quite a bad blocked nose. She was saying her throat were hurting, blocked nose, blah, blah, blah. And she went to bed and I forgot to give her some vitamin C. Mm. She came back, I picked her up from school, came out from school, blocked nose had gone. It was just a little tiny bit. And I'm like, bloody hell. And I said, look, that's cleared up. She goes, I gave her some vitamin C before she went to bed. Gone in one night for her.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it so many times. It's so many times.
Second or third time I've seen it with my nipper.
Yeah. As I keep saying with my sinuses, and I think it was Johnny Fogg emailed, he was asking about it. It takes some time, and sadly, sometimes it costs money. And I have this, me and you had I wouldn't say a ding-dong, although we do have a little ding-dongs. A few years ago, I remember, before all this shite started, where, you know, all this costs money. And sometimes you've got to make sacrifices, not just in time, but in stuff you like buying, to put stuff off, to do other stuff. If I were in... I suppose I've done a lot of stuff wrong and a lot of stuff right. So if I were going to wipe all the shit out of what I'd done wrong, I would definitely have a ozone equipment at home, which means you can make ozonated water and do ozone insufflations, which is basically putting ozone into your intestines up your jacksie. Because that is a fantastic way of helping healing. You're getting it from top water, I suppose, and bottom, if you like. There's other stuff you can do with it as well. If you've got skin issues, you can do ozone bagging, all sorts of things you can do with it. That's one thing. Now, it costs money, does that? And I don't know what the setup it costs. I don't know. It's not just the ozone machine. You've got to make sure you've got an oxygen supply and all sorts of other stuff. I don't really want to get into it that much. I don't sell them. So there's a few companies out there that sell that type of product for the home. And what it gives you then, this is the way I looked at it. Once you've got that, you've got your own ozone equipment. Now, you can't do IVs and things like that, but at least you can do it every day. That's how I thought about it. So, yeah, it depends what you prioritise. I'm not saying everybody can buy it, but, yeah, it is quite a costly thing, but you've got it forever.
Mm.
You know, I've had mine now, the home ones here, for 7 or 8 years, and they're still going strong. So they last for a long time because you're not going to heavy use it. Using it once a day or twice a day is not heavy use for a machine like that. Mm. Also, vitamin C and magnesium, I say them too, whether you're taking them orally or you can manage to get IVs. IVs are what sorted my sinuses out. But I've been doing quite high doses, like 20 grams in IVs a week nearly, while I've been able to, and sometimes 30 grams. And, you know, I noticed more or less, I won't say straight away, but certainly after 3 or 4 weeks that my sinuses were improving. Hmm. And I weren't expecting it either. It weren't something that I thought, right, this is going to do that, yeah? But anyway, but there's a lot of things. It's taken me 15, 16 years to learn all that. I've been doing ozone since 2008. But I'll tell you what we are going to be doing. We're going to change slightly our tact on our podcasts in a way. We're going to get some health people on, aren't we, Chris? I've already booked one in. I've got a couple more lined up to come on. Just to change it slightly, I know we've had Clive DeCarlo on. He's coming back on at some point. But some other people as well, like nutritionists, naturopaths, and I've got some functional doctors that I know as well. I've got another chap who I've got to know who's the fourth generation master herbalist. I find them guys very interesting. In fact, his father was probably one of the people that set me on this path way back in 2007, 2008. I've mentioned their company before, 21st Century Detox, and I do some business with them as well. And they're really nice guys up in the northeast there. But yeah, they've got a fantastic product called, it's a rhubarb complex.
Yeah, I've had that,
yeah. Yeah,
well, what's the company called? What are they called?
21st Century Detox. Yeah, or 21st Century Herbs.
Yeah, that's right. You gave me that years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
So because I'm only answering what people are asking for, really. Mm. I don't want to be the one telling people, to be honest with you. I prefer someone else to say, this is what blah, blah, blah. Mm. You know, I might even learn something new myself as well from having these people on, or something I've forgotten.
Speaking of fantastic medical interventions, I got an email from my daughter's school about
is that email you sent me on the subject at top you put twats or something like that?
No, basically they sent me an email, and again, if you go on our Instagram, Sheet Fam Instagram, you can see this sheet I did. So we got an email from vaccination center about us nipper getting flu vaccination. I'm just going to take her out of school that day. I don't want her to be, because she's a bit of a people pleaser. So if you're around that situation, and there's a little caveat at the bottom, you sent me that, and it's on that one as well, saying, I don't know if it's as young as my child, but basically,
I'll read it out.
You got it there.
Somebody sent it in, a listener called Claire. I mentioned the first name. Chris likes giving all full names, but they'd probably give their address as well in the mobile
email, mobile.
Security conscious Chris. Not that it really matters this day. They've probably got everything anyway. This is from the School of Nursing, 2023-2024. You should put this on Instagram, actually, Chris. Childhood influenza school vaccination program consent form.
Hmm.
The consent form is for reception, year 11 only. The current information about flu and the fluenza vaccine, please visit Flu Vaccination Public Health Wales. So this is from Wales, this, NHS Wales. The consent form must be completed by a parent or guardian with parental responsibility for the child. You must act in your child's best interest when considering whether to give your permission for them to have the vaccine. So if you don't do it, you're not acting on their best interest, basically. Yeah, that's what they're saying. You're a bad parent. So this is, again, where the coercion comes from. The coercion means that even on a stupid little form like this, we're going to call you a twat for not doing what we want you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Do as we say.
It's a free country until you don't do as we tell you.
Hmm.
We encourage parental engagement and consent wherever possible for young people. However, everyone aged 16 years and over is presumed to have the capacity to give consent for themselves, unless the opposite is demonstrated. If a child under the age of 16 fully understands. It's interesting words. Fully understands. What does that mean? What are you gonna? Are you gonna go through? Are they gonna go through everything on that leaflet inside the vaccine?
I'll go up to a kid and say, "All your mates are having it. Will you have it as well?"
Okay. Yeah, will you have it as well? He's a lolly. You want to see some puppies?
Yeah.
Understands what is involved. They are legally able to make an informed decision to consent.
Legally.
They are advised to inform their parent guardian. However, have the right not to disclose this information.
Under 16.
Wish. Yes.
Well, I got that thing from
this would apply for... Sorry, this would, I'll just finish that off. This would apply to secondary school age children.
Well, I got a follow-up letter, and it had that at the bottom of it as well. My nip is 5.
Yeah.
But I took the sheet that they sent us from NHS England, Vaccination UK, whatever, and I painstakingly updated all the wording. Again, you can see it on our Instagram. Put a bit of green fluid in there. Do you know what? It took me ages.
We should send that to Lance.
I didn't send it to Lance.
Send it to Lance.
It took me ages, but I was pissing myself as I was doing it.
Yeah, you had to get that anger out of you. I could feel the bubbling.
I really enjoyed doing it. But I put the title, "Flu Immunizations Are Back, Please Comply."
Yeah.
And then the IM flu vaccine. We also offer the flu arm spear as an injection straight into the bloodstream. This is what I changed it to, which is gelatin-free and suitable for vegans. Don't worry, all the other good stuff's in there, just no chopped-up pig skin. That would have been everyone. So it still looks real, but it's not.
Yeah. It's just a spray up your nose. In fact, we've got somebody coming on hopefully next week. She's a nutritionist stroke naturopath who's very up there on vaccinate. In fact, I'd say she's an activist as well. She was standing outside handing leaflets outside of local schools, warning parents about this year's flu jab. Flu spray, which is different from last year's. It's different. She'll explain what it is. It's different, and nobody's been told that it's different. And
it could be anything, couldn't it? It's just labelled flu mist spray jab, whatever. Mm. But they could change it yearly. I mean, it could be the same thing that's in the Divock jab for all you know.
You wouldn't know, would you? You wouldn't know what it is.
How can you possibly know? Just a liquid. One of my mates texted me, actually, in fact, one of my few untapped mates, he's got a little nipper. He said, "Thoughts on the flu? William is super healthy and we got a letter to get the jab, but ain't going to bother. What do you reckon?" What do you reckon? I said, "No way for me, Dale. I'm taking sis out of school Thursday as they're doing it here, same as they did last year."
Yeah. Yeah. They've give for the Divock and flu tap, all these doctors get commission.
Hence the bunting.
And extra bunting. And
It's like working in a sweet shop, I would imagine. And you're like the news agent and they bring out a new chocolate bar and they send you loads of like cardboard stuff to hang around and saying, "We've got a new one out this year, orange flavoured crunchy." Yeah.
But I mean, going back to the, and I know it bores the life out of you, because it doesn't really matter, the virus thing, right?
Right.
Well,
it's not that it doesn't matter. It's just what you're interested in.
No, really. It's not even, I'm not even, it is a bit boring because germ theory is a theory, terrain theory is a theory, right? And ironically, they both exploded at the same time, where you had people coming out talking about viruses and people coming out about terrain, and both of them were, viruses don't exist, terrain's the one, blah, 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 blah. And again, it's that dynamic, innit, of red and blue. Right and wrong and all that. And probably none of it's the truth. Probably none of it is. Because if your body is compromised, your terrain, right, you're more likely to become ill. Now, everybody, I would say, to some point, some more than others, is compromised. If you've got arthritis, you're compromised. If you've got sinus problems, you're compromised. If you've got migraines, you're compromised. If you've any sort of illness that we've got that we shouldn't have has been given to us. It's been given to us, so we're compromised. Now, Whether it's a virus or whether a virus is what we think it is irrelevant. That's the word that they're using. Go back to doublespeak, go back to Twilight language, all these things that we found another one, haven't we? Esperanto. Look up Esperanto. It'll be in the George Orwell release. Esperanto is a worldwide language that I've never even heard of. Never heard of. Do you know, I did some digging around on it after we'd done. Stalin spoke it, Chris. He was taught it by Trotsky.
Right.
Yeah. Loads of other people speak it. Esperanto spoke it, whatever. Yeah.
Mr. Hansen spoke it.
I tell you who spoke it. George Soros. He speaks it.
Of course he does.
Yeah. He was taught it by his dad. And Soros has an Esperanto meaning. It's something like God or something. It's some silly word. So Soros is an Esperanto. Yeah, they changed the name so they weren't when the Nazis got into power. Anyway, where were we? Viruses. It doesn't really matter whether a virus spreads the way we say it does or it doesn't exist, right? It's something happens to people when they get a flu. Something happens. Right, everyone can accept that something happens when we get flu.
I think that, only my personal theory. I think he's just shedding cells. I think it's just like a snake shedding.
I agree. Negative. I think there's cells. A natural cleansing. Mm. Right, they used to say every 7 years. Mm. Yeah. However, hence why that 7 Up and all these other programs were on. However, I think we've been. Had things inserted into us to do this. You've mentioned when your nipper gets ill, it's like they had an upgrade. I think as a eugenics program, that would be beneficial, or they might think it's beneficial to give people these presumed upgrades constantly.
Well, they're when you look at a child, and my child's on tap with anything, right? When they're growing, they're growing so quick. That's why they get this sniffle and the because that's what I think anyway. And the. There's so many cells they've got to get rid of because they're growing so fast, aren't they? And like I said, they always come out of the illness and they always come out more assertive. They've changed.
But if we're infiltrated, let's just say a virus is really a bio warfare weapon made in a lab. And said scientists doesn't think they're making anything bad. They think it's something good because they've been taught a certain way. They don't know the witchcraft behind it all. Or the dark Satanism, they don't understand that it's part of a eugenics plan because they're going to add that to someone else's mix, and all of a sudden you've got this black magic, and it's put in an injection and injected into a child's arm or sprayed up the nose.
Well,
they don't know what that's going to do.
And also, like I said to you the other day, so we're seeing whether if you're observant enough to see it, we're seeing the sky spread to hell.
Yeah,
and when we're asleep, these massive dark Sith-like Star Wars towers turn up. Mm. You can't. I didn't really want to go on about the 5G thing, but those two things are happening, and you're being told everyone's getting ill.
Yes. And meanwhile, they're jabbing people, and then they're going down with
illness. And now people are getting ill and dropping because
one of the prime of examples. The
virus. I think it's more like you said. The virus is the information they're giving out. That's the virus.
Well, they're the spells, certainly. I think there's a lots of things. For instance, I'm going to talk about this later on, but Gates has just released shitloads of mosquitoes, and now everyone's going down with malaria and dengue fever in places that were going down with it. Mm. Here we go. Deadly virus spreading close to the UK. The nine symptoms you need to know. This were in a thing. Fears are growing over the spread of the mosquito-borne dengue fever. We mentioned this a while ago. As more European countries report rises in cases. This could be 3 cases. It's not like it's 3 million, right? Yeah. Bangladesh is currently grappling to control a record dengue outbreak in which 778 people have died. And I found a journal, the Science Journal, from 2019. Lo and behold, a team of independent researchers are analysing an early trial of Oxitex technology is raising alarm and drawing fire towards the firm with a report that some of the offspring of the growth-modified mosquitoes that they dropped all over Bangladesh survived and produced offspring that made it to sexual maturity. Remember this, what they've tried to do is neutralize or sterilize the next generation of mosquitoes with this weaponized male mosquito that breeds with the female and meant apparently produces sterilized babies. But these sterilized babies actually were more fertile. As a result, local mosquitoes inherited pieces of the genomes of the growth-modified mosquitoes, the team revealed last week in Scientific Reports. There is no evidence, though, that these hybrids endanger humans more than the wild mosquitoes, or they'll render Oxitec's strategy ineffective. Both the paper's authors and company agree. Why wouldn't the company not agree? What are they going to say? No, what it is, you're going to turn everybody into insane, rabid dogs.
I'm not that smart, but I could have told them that was going to happen.
So imagine if they inject a school child or spray up the nose this new jibbery jabbery or flu spray that nobody knows what's in it. Imagine if you went up to a child, somebody outside school, Chris, with a spray and said, "Can I spray this up your child's nose?"
Yeah. But you've the people you've got doing that are actually financially benefiting out of it, without a doubt. That's
A con artist. Sales con artist.
Yeah.
Trick baby.
Yeah. The snake oil salesman, up.
Yeah.
Just on a global scale.
Iceberg Slim.
Mm-hmm. Just on a global scale.
By the way, Chris introduced me to somebody called Iceberg Slim. If you've not read his books, you need to order them. They're amazing books. They're nothing about anything. Well, I suppose they are, actually. It tells you a story of...
The fiction.
Yeah, but it tells you a story about a con artist in the black ghettos in the
1930s,
wasn't it? Yeah, 30s.
20s,
30s. Basically, using cons to not just trick black people out of the money, but white people as well. In fact, one of the characters in it's called White Folks, isn't it? Who's half black,
he's
spook,
half black, but he looks white. Yeah. You can get away with higher end cons.
Yeah, yeah. So, Iceberg Slim, fantastic books by him.
Well, Iceberg Slim was actually a pimp.
Yeah, he was actually a pimp, wasn't he? Yeah, in real life. Yeah. Anyway, all I'm seeing at the minute are lies. That's all I'm seeing. When you hear things, you read newspaper articles, all these, and it's like they're having to pump out, because truth is, we've been around people that lie a lot in all of his lives, everybody, and they've got to lie even more to cover up what they've lied about, and that's what's happening now. Like the mosquito thing, like the people dropping dead, like Russell Brand, like all these, all we'll talk about that in a sec, like all these things, that they've got to lie even more, like the chemtrails, like global climate warming change, like all the other nonsense, the seas are boiling. I mean, who fucking believes that shit?
Well, I saw an article today, I think I sent it to you. This isn't a lie, this is true this far. Climate change is making migraines, strokes and dementia more severe and common. Review claims.
Yeah. We need to get some more defibs in.
Neurological disease like multiple sclerosis are also worsened by a warm planet. Right. Okay, that makes sense. Research looks at 364 studies between 1990 and 2022 as a part of the review.
Right.
Bollocks.
How did we ever make it? How did humans... even if you don't believe Charles Darwin's, which is nonsense, how did humans ever make it to this point? How did we? What melted the ice age? How warm were it then? Because it had to be even warm.
How did they have vineyards in Yorkshire? And
yeah. Well, there is a vineyard at Unferth, somebody's told me, right?
There's one in Cambridge.
Yeah, but there were vineyards all over. They were growing fruit and all sorts of stuff. We've talked about this before.
They used to ice skate on the Thames. Yeah. They'll have markets on the Thames when it was winter.
Yeah.
That was a funny one, Fatty, that I sent you. I feel almost bad talking about this stuff, but I don't know if anyone saw that doctor, nurse who was on
this
morning.
Yeah, she was a dentist, wasn't she? A doctor, dentist. Yeah.
And then it just tweaked my ears because a week before, a young lad died. He was only 19. Who used to be on This Morning occasionally, apparently. Yeah. But when I put those two together and I sent them to you, but if you look at the article headlines of both of them, right, one of them says this: Holly Willoughby shares sadness following sudden death of Morning Star Dr. Yoshina. Oh, I think it is. So that's one article. The other article says this: Holly Willoughby and This Morning pay tribute to guest star Matty Locke, who shocked death age 19. Yeah. So those were a week apart.
She died of a brain aneurysm, that lady. And there was an advert, something about us telling everybody to go get tapped.
Yeah.
I don't know about the young guy.
Well, I don't know either. I can't prove, I'm not proving or saying anything. What I'm saying is, do you remember a world where two people within a week who were on This Morning?
No.
Or were part-time presenters?
You know, the first time I thought there was, he was only 19. I don't know how long he'd been on This Morning. Was there a link to the Schofield thing there?
All right. No.
I'm not saying there wasn't.
It's getting too dark and weird.
I know, that is dark and weird. But so we've heard a lot of talk about this Russell Brand over the last couple of weeks. We haven't really done a show, so we haven't spoke about it a lot. I mean, personally, the Russell Global Brand thing, I never took to Russell Brand, really. And I don't know the guy, so I'm not in my ear everything we do as well. So there's something about him that I just can't connect with. I don't know what it is.
Well, I personally find him a bit crass.
Yeah.
Talking about his personal...
I'm not found him funny. I'm not saying he hasn't said any funny stuff. Never watched any of his films, to be honest with you. But I'm not finding him funny. One thing I would say is, from what I've heard, he can talk and put stuff together well.
He's very articulate. Yeah.
But I mean, we did a bit of background on him back 2 or 3 years ago when I think he lost his virginity in a brothel when he was about 15. I think his dad took him there. He'd been funded by the local council to go to an arts college. Then he left that because he was either an alcoholic or a drug addict at that point. So he didn't get that. But then he got a plum job at MTV. And it seems to be that a lot of these guys, and maybe were chosen, but not hasn't followed through on his promise, if you like. A lot of these people, like, say, Boris Johnson, were chosen from a young age to go through. Some of them successful peasants, some have the blood lineage. And he seemed like one of those. He ended up in Hollywood. And I've got to say, I just thought it was an MTV-type humour, culture-type thing that I didn't like. You know, them guys that were going around kicking people in bollocks and stuff like that, and it were meant to be funny and what have you. I just didn't get in tramps to fight each other.
I've never warmed to him at all. But one thing I will say is, regardless of what you think, why is he in the public eye when he's not been proved guilty? That's one thing, problem I have with it.
But then
also, if I am open to the fact that it could always be a big fucking WF.
Right, well, regardless, for me, and I think Mark Devlin summed it up quite well. So I've never taken to the guy. However, we've also got to be careful that everybody shouts at famous people who don't come out and talk about stuff, right?
That's true. Yeah.
However, when people do, we call them all, I'll include myself here, call them the shills or the working for the establishment or it's a limited hangout. Now, the honest answer is, I don't know the guy, so I don't know who he is or what he's about. I don't know him, right? That's the honest answer. I can only go on what my gut feeling is and what the information I've sort of gleaned and how I feel about him. I don't watch him, so he doesn't affect me, really, that part of it. However, whether he's part of it or he's jumped ship or it's the whole thing's a limited hangout and he knows what's going on and he doesn't mind being dragged through ringer. Although I can't believe that. The whole story doesn't sound right, to be fair. Because how can somebody be convicted in the Times? It's guilt by press, isn't it? It's the first time over the last few years. I know Andrew Tate got that. Richard D. Hall. The Light Paper. All these people have been called names.
Russian oligarchs.
Even the Russian oligarchs got all the stuff taken off them. For what? There's no proof of it. Anything. No proof.
I think a lot of it is just programmers that they can just convict someone.
But I think a lot of this stuff backfires because a lot of people are supporting him more than... Maybe they don't... Again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they've got... this is part of the plan. They realise the wheels were falling off, so they've had to do something drastic. And I tell you one thing it does show is... whether it is true, this, but if you imagine, right, let's just say there's 5% of people who talk out like we are, people who are listening, whatever. That's only a few people that they seem very scared of 5% of the population.
Well, even if it was 20, it'd be ridiculous, wouldn't it? The amount of attention.
Yeah, they own all the power.
Well, there is another.
They've got
another.
All the resources, they've got everything, scared of 5%.
Yeah. There is another point that it could just be another massive distraction.
Well, I'm sure they're using it as a distraction. Well, one of the interesting parts is, you know, this is some kind of limited hangout or a setup because of the people who were involved. And Ed from The Outer Light on YouTube, he got some really good information. I always know it's good information because I'm pissed off that I haven't got it.
A bit of jealousy.
Yeah, yeah. I won't call it jealousy. It puts a smile on my face when somebody gets something like that. Mm. I don't know if he got it or somebody got it him or whatever. It's irrelevant, really. Ed does some fantastic shows. Go to Ed. I think it's The Outer Light. That's Outer Light on YouTube. Outer Light. I used to have a show called Outer Dark. You listened to that back in the day, didn't you? I never listened to it, but you put me on to Ed.
Mm. Yeah, no, he's great.
Ed's fantastic. If you're listening, Ed, we love your shows.
He had a holiday, I missed him.
Yeah, 2 weeks. You know, again, just a sidetrack. I've mentioned this before. Listen to Ed. Listen to Mark Devlin. Listen to Crow. Mike Williams. But I don't get time to listen to much more. And I don't want to be
rude for it, but I introduced you to all those guys.
Oh, you did, every one of them. But I didn't used to listen to podcasts, Chris. I used to search YouTube for stuff.
Yeah, I think...
I didn't used to physically listen to people, apart from Richard D. Hall. Yeah.
To be fair, it was seminars, wasn't it? Talks.
Yeah, I used to listen to YouTube. Talks, seminars, health, or whatever.
And just quickly to go backwards, when you're on about Rumble, I've noticed my likes are... things on YouTube. It's dried up. I've looked at YouTube and there's nothing there for me to watch.
Well, it's not Instagram, is it?
Ed's there or whoever. And there's a handful there, but what I mean is I used to get loads. There's nothing pops up on my thing. So that's I've been concentrating on Rumble.
YouTube is Google. Mm. Yeah. And Instagram's Facebook.
Yeah.
So what do we expect? They're all Google help fund... that shares in weapons that kill or Moderna, one of the two.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lady that wrote the letter to PoopTube on the MP was Dame Caroline Dynage, or Baroness Lancaster of Kimbolton. Caroline Julia Dynage, she's called. She's an MP, a Tory MP, and she's chair of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, and she was given that job on the 17th of May 2023. And she was appointed Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire, DBE, in 2022. Yeah? So she is, right? She is there. She's following the orders, right? She is there. She's not giving the orders, she's following the orders. She was appointed ministerial responsibility for the Online Safety Bill too.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's booming. Yeah.
Exactly. Which was published in draft form in 2021. So she had the responsibility of that. So she's part of all this, you know. Following the outbreak of COVID, following the operation of COVID. She helped secure £2 billion for Culture Recovery Fund. She helped secure it.
What does that mean?
Was it another Rothschild loan?
What's it'll pay off in
2100.
We're all in these little Jetson space cars.
Yeah, another 150 years. What was that loan for again? Culture Recovery Fund.
What does that mean, $2 billion for a Culture Recovery Fund?
I don't know.
Fucking hell. They just make...
Yeah, just bollocks, isn't it? This year, this is what it said on Wikipedia, on the 20th of September 2023, after allegations of sexual misconduct had been made against Russell Brand. Notice we were careful there, they didn't mention rape.
Allegations.
Yeah, allegations. Inquiring whether Rumble intends to join YouTube in suspending Mr. Brand's ability to earn money. So, that was in the letter, ability to earn money. So what you're saying is, if somebody's being accused of shoplifting, they've got to leave work and not get any pay, or any sort of crime. For an accusation that's written in a newspaper.
Yeah. How does that work?
There's no names, there's nobody come forward, nothing. It wasn't
and
even
the people police. That accused him have stayed incognito.
Now, to me, this might be, I mean, forget, again, put aside what you think of Russell Brand. So just put that to one side a minute. This is playing out on the mainstream nonsense. Are they basically saying to us that if you do anything wrong, you don't have, we don't have to now to destroy you, put you through the courts. We can just do it, even if
through
we're
media.
Like they're doing to Richard Diol, like they tried to do the Light Paper, or Stu Peters in America.
TV can do it. We don't need courts anymore.
Yeah. They're just COVID-19, yeah. They just pump out all this information.
Just Judah.
Just Judah. Yeah. Interesting one. It was Conservative Philip Davis. He actually sort of said that we shouldn't really be... she shouldn't have been allowed to send that letter because it's got nothing to do with her.
No. Nothing to do with her.
Absolutely nothing to do with her. So it's interesting that there are dissenters here. Now, I don't know what his standpoint were in 2020. Probably just a nodding fucking seal like the rest of them. But, yeah. Anyway, the most interesting part of all this, she married in February 2014 Major General Mark Lancaster, otherwise known as Baron Lancaster of Kimbolton, a former MP, now member of the House of Lords, giving Dynage the title of Lady Lancaster. So this was before she got her baronet, yeah? Before she came a dame. The interesting part of this is Major General Mark Lancaster was Deputy Commander of 77th Brigade from 2018 to 2020.
Excuse me, love, can you do us a favour when you're at work tomorrow?
And was appointed Chair of the Reserve Forces 2030 review in January 2020. This guy is up there. You don't become Deputy Commander of the 77th Brigade if you haven't been cleared or you aren't part of military intelligence.
Just to be clear, 77th Brigade is military intelligence, isn't it?
It's military intelligence. Yeah. On 22nd of April 2020, during the UK's government daily coronavirus briefing, General Nick Carter confirmed that 77th Brigade are working with the Home Office Rapid Response Unit, helping to quash rumours from misinformation, but also to counter disinformation.
Right.
So when you think about that, and then you put our friend who tried nailing Richard D. Hall, Mariana Spring, isn't that what she's doing? The spin-off from that is we need to set someone on, Mariana Spring, and a team, a camera team, to go around and nail the disinformation. They're actually using what the 77th Brigade was set up to stop terrorism and whatever fight was. Now they're fighting their own people. These people, Mark Lancaster, they're fighting us. He doesn't work for them now, apparently, but they're fighting us. His wife is fighting us. This is the war. Is these people are smiling at us and fighting us. We're at war with these people. It doesn't matter if these are in power, Labour's in power, it doesn't matter which ones are in power.
No difference.
They're all going to be the same. Absolutely. The only way we've, and I wouldn't call it winning, the only way is if nobody voted. Don't vote these twats in. Don't vote me.
I nearly lost my shit at one of my mates today because he said, Rich Sunak's doing some good stuff.
And I heard somebody else say that to me.
I started ranting. And, oh, calm down. No, I didn't mean it like that. Well, don't say shit like that to me then.
Yeah. One of my neighbour's parents said that to me in Tesco's. Yeah, Rich Sunak's doing it. I said, I looked at him like this. I wanted to say, are you having a fucking laugh?
Still you buying tit. The shite.
Yeah. So, fortunately, because I've done a lot of research on him, I could reel off 10 things at once, and he went, really? Yeah. That's your hero. That's the dickhead you like.
If you still believe in that stage show, I'm sorry. Yeah, but it'll be all right if Labour get it.
On May the 7th, The Economist interviewed Carter, this is General Nick Carter, on the role of the 77th Brigade in fighting COVID-19. Disinformation. The Defence Cultural Specialist Unit. I mean, if that ain't communist, I don't know what is that. The Defence Cultural Specialist. Is that what, you know, that £2 billion for culture, what were it? Culture Recovery Fund. was probably to fund this, because that's what these black ops do. Yeah. We get £2 billion.
Clever wording.
Yeah, the Defence Culture Specialist Unit is coming out of the £2 billion that we got from the Culture Recovery Fund from the Rothschild Bank. Was used to monitor the internet for content on 91 Divac and to look for evidence of disinformation related to 91 Divac vaccines. An army source later told the Mail on Sunday that this involved monitoring the UK population. A government spokesman stated in response, these units, that's like SAS, used public available data. I'll put some publicity available data. No, I'll put something in front of that. Public money from our taxes. Including material shared on social media platforms to assess UK disinformation trends and narratives. They did not target individuals, no cost didn't, or take any action that could impact anyone's ability to discuss and debate issues freely.
Well, to an extent, they probably didn't target individuals, fire. They just deleted it.
Change the narrative.
Yeah, change the narrative, yeah. I mean, sorry, Nick, but all that stuff there, I mean, have you got any regrets, fire, for not taking the jib jab?
Well, funnily enough, Chris, most people, I haven't met anybody who's regretted not taking it. I was speaking to a lady the other day on the phone who's had issues ever since. And she said, and her exact words were, I wish I'd never fucking had it.
Yeah.
Or had them, whatever it was.
I don't mean to be rude, but all those conspiracy nutjobs were right. It's as simple as that. So, but they have to have this powerhouse of these 77 Brigade behind trying to
and
push.
And that's what I'm trying to say. 5% of the population were questioning. I mean, there were probably a few more about the jab, but they're that scared. Look how fearful they are. They've got a fucking army regiment after us.
Look at that. Psychological Operations Group, 77 Brigade.
This one, Chris, is another whatever regiment or whatever within the 77th Brigade, and it's called 15 United Kingdom Psychological Operation Group, which is part of the 77th Brigade.
Mental, isn't it?
Yeah. 15 United Kingdom Psychological Operations Group, part of 77th Brigade.
Against me, sat at this desk in the corner of my living room.
With a few books behind you.
With a glass of wine. A few books behind me.
The fucking sheep farm vest on.
Sheep farm vest. And a slight pot belly.
You stupid bastards.
I know. We've got fucking SAS after us. Oh, God.
How much is that costing? You know, absolutely millions to have. How much training costing? You spying on your own people. You spineless twat.
Yeah. Energy. I mean, that is literally 1984, isn't it?
That is 1984. Right there. Absolutely. Her father, as well, by the way, is Fred Dynage. Now, if you mention Fred Dynage, MBE. Fred Dynage, I'd heard of him because he used to do kids' programs in there. He was done from the 1960s.
Right,
kids' programs. Fred Dynage, mainly down south, I think, but he did come on Yorkshire TV.
Right.
And he was like a news host and stuff.
And you so, might know his face if it's always first.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I don't really recognise him as an older guy. I haven't really looked him up, but yeah. So these people, man, it's odd, isn't it? Odd how these people just slither around. You know, she were in power in 2020.
What did he get done for, Fred Dynage? Googled it in here and it said crimes.
I don't know.
Journalist, MBE, English author, broadcaster and television presenter. His television career spanned 60 years, including long-running children's programme, How and ITV's regional programming in the south of England. Dynage retired from presenting. He said he did something wrong.
I don't know, but I mean, these people have got, she's got a day mode. I don't know why she got her... A demo.
He did a TV show about murder case book. That's what it was.
Right. But yeah. What makes her an expert on digital culture, media and sport? Job she had before was Minister of State at the Department of Health and Social Care. So you can leave that job and become an expert in digital culture and media and sport. How's that work?
But also, I mean, like I said, how do you get the right to accuse someone of rape, right? Not show your face. And then an MP gets on the back of it. As much as I've got
More to it than that, innit? As we know, this is a military intelligence
operation, isn't it?
So whether Russell Brand is part of it, I can't believe he's part of this and wanted this, but I'm not saying he isn't, by the way. I'm not saying I agree with him or like him. I will probably never listen to his shows at all. But it's a bit like Dr. John Campbell. I've stopped calling him Nurse Gladys now. But with his, as Ed calls it, redemption.
Yeah, it's continual redemption.
He's like a non-smoker now.
Oh, he's on fire.
Yeah. He stopped smoking. And he's telling everybody to stop smoking as well because it kills you. And that's what he's like. You can see the anger in his eyes that he's been lied to.
I also like folk like that who aren't...
We need him.
They're not full-on conspiracy theorists, are they?
No, we need him.
He's just delivering facts.
Yes.
Without any of our crazy talk, he's delivering facts. And
yeah.
People like that are necessary. More than necessary, no.
People make mistakes, some more than others. Has he made a bigger mistake than what this lady's making, or her husband, that are basically spying on their own people for no reason whatsoever?
They're not making
mistakes,
Fatty. They're fully signed up.
Exactly, yes. That's not a mistake.
That's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fully signed up, part of a plan. I heard somebody saying, I forget what it were now, that he can't believe that she's doing this because he knows her and she's a nice woman. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
When you know these people, smile at you and shake your hand and then slither around.
That is literally the thing they've used against us, especially for the last 3 years, which is we're here to help you, we're here to be your friend.
Yeah.
While we just reach around and put this dagger in your back.
Yeah. It's a phenomenon.
Yeah, she looks like a nice person. See a picture of her? Looks like a nice person.
Yeah.
So does Mariana Spring.
Yeah, yeah. They all do. And they all talk nice.
And
smiling pretty knives.
Sure pretty sure they're chosen to be that face of it. You know, that mumsy, friendly face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wankers. They're out to take you down.
Yeah. So somebody sent a decent email in. I was going to go through a few emails, but we mentioned the first one. I don't get a chance to respond to everybody. It's just impossible. I'm not going to be able to do it. I try and get back to people who need work on their account or whatever, but I can't get back to everybody. So this chap, it was quite interesting. It's called Stuart anyway, so... I'm a molecular biologist, PhD, and worked on the Bill and Melinda Gates funded RIPE, R-I-P-E, project, which produces GM crops. A key part in the genetic modification is to introduce or insert a desirable gene along with a gene promoter into the plant. The role of the promoter is to regulate how often the gene is expressed. Ideally, you want an expression level that achieves the desired trait, so a selection of promoters will often be used to in repeat experiments to find the sweet spot. SV40 is a promoter that creates a very high level, the highest of all promoters, of gene expression, and the danger should this SV40 sequence be inserted in the form of a cancer gene is unregulated expression. As you say on your podcast, turbo cancer. So what he's saying there, Chris, is that he was listening to, we're talking about Dr. Mary's monkey and the SV40. Mm. I think it's Ollie Domergaard we were talking about in that. We mentioned it a few times. And again, this comes back to this, whether you believe viruses or you don't believe viruses. It's sort of irrelevant because, again, like Dr. Giordano, when he's so confidently saying in them talks with his big West Point ring on or whatever it is, he's knocking it on the desk and he's saying, we'll infect there. Mm. It doesn't matter what infection means. It doesn't matter whether we believe it spreads or not, because fear spreads, and that's not a pathogen.
Just quickly, someone said to me today, actually, at work, there's definitely a cure for cancer somewhere. And isn't it funny that's it's almost like a fringe magnet, as you say.
Yeah.
you know, because everyone kind of suspects there is a cure, yeah. But everyone knows that these charities are so big that they don't want a cure. But I said to him, it's even worse than that. How about they invented it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're trying to scare all your work colleagues.
I'm not as bad as you, but that's the truth. That's the Dr. Mary's monkey and the Lee and me that Ollie Damagrad were talking about.
The fact is, they found something that kills people.
They've weaponized it.
And that is the fact. And what they've done is, you've got an active, you've got probably benign forms, and you've got active forms. They've taken the active form out, and that's the weapon.
But all you ever read about in the media is the rise of cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
And dementia. And occasionally some distant cure that might come out in 10 years, possibly.
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether a virus is a toxic chemical. It doesn't matter whether it's a gas or an EMF or all of the above. It doesn't matter because it's witchcraft. They're playing tricks on us. That's it. And they're getting us arguing over terrain and viruses, germs.
Well, that's why I said to you a while ago, I don't care because all I'm 100% sure is I've been lied to. Mm. I mean, I do care, but you know what I mean? It is for other people to look at, not me. But he goes on to say,
now I'm sure you're aware that the mRNA vaccines are contaminated with DNA from the manufacturing process, where bacteria are used to reduce vaccine manufacturing costs and increase manufacturing capacity. The initial vaccine testing was done on samples that were produced via PCR and very clean. I've forgotten that right. Yeah, samples that were produced via PCR and very clean. However, the SV40 promoter is used in the manufacturing process and is found in the mRNA vaccines. Because the SV40 DNA can enter the cell via the lipid vesicles, of the vaccine, this also means that the SV40 sequence can be incorporated into the human genome. In fact, the SV40 sequence is used to target genes into the cell nucleus. It has been shown that linear DNA, as found in mRNA vaccines, that enters the cell this way has a 1 in 10 chance of being integrated into the host genome. P.S. GM crops are total bollocks. Traditional plant breeding techniques give better results. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But what is basically, well, what we, I mean, this guy's a, what did I say he was? PhD molecular biologist.
I've got that qualification.
Yeah, yeah. If PhD stands for pisshead. You've got it, all right.
I got a diploma.
Yeah, you got a diploma there. It's one of your only qualifications.
A plus merit.
Yeah, a PhD in witch piss. should do a T-shirt on that. I've got a PhD in witch piss. but again, SV40, viruses don't exist. I've heard it all. It's nonsense, right? Mm. If it's a bioweapon, all bets are off.
Brilliant. Interesting as well. He says that... the one that they did the experiments on, well, they tested on was clean, but it still damaged people.
Yes.
So that was a clean version. What did the contaminated version do?
Well, no, what he said was the first part of it was clean, right? However, they used an SV40 promoter, which is used in the manufacturing, right? So that, again, like these mosquitoes, when they grow modifying them, they're not a mosquito anymore. Hmm. Yeah, they're a weapon delivery system, a vector, like a bomber, a fighter jet, a cannon, a machine gun. There's something different now. And you imagine that this SV40 was spoke about in the late 50s in the polio jibbery jab, with the rhesus monkey used as part of that, which was in Outbreak, wasn't it? Can you remember that were in Outbreak as well?
They're airborne.
And again, that phrase itself tells you that they're planting that seed, that this is how it gets. A monkey comes over, bites somebody, and then it goes airborne.
It's always a monkey, innit? HIV were a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe they're giving you the clue that the SV40 is a derivative of something from a monkey, but it's not the monkey.
But how ingrained is that film, Outbreak, into your head, right? As soon as you say that word, Outbreak, you see Dustin Hoffman in a hazmat suit, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah, and that line, it's airborne.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's airborne. It's airborne. Yeah.
Everyone wasn't airborne before.
It wasn't airborne before, but it is now.
Yeah. I'll leave my chances to nature. Just leave me alone, please. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Good night.
Right, we're just going for about another 10 minutes or so on this first part. I get a bit extra. One thing I wanted to mention was that there was talking of GM crops, and this chap probably knows this, there's a guy called Pudstai, Arpad Pudstai. He was a biochemist and nutritionist, and he was Hungarian. He spent 36 years at the Rawit Research Institute. That's where I think they made Dolly the Sheep. I might be wrong there, but that's where they did Dolly the Sheep. He was a world expert in plant lectins, authoring 270 papers and 3 books on the subject. In 1998, I remember this, and I did, going back to when I was watching lectures and all this type of stuff, I remember him. He was wheeled out on TV as some sort of saviour, because he was doing some long-term studies on GM potatoes. And he was wheeled out at Edinburgh, I think it was Edinburgh University or something like that, as like a hero, because he'd found that these potatoes, basically, when they fed them to rats, he had a potato with pesticide, and a potato, just a normal potato without pesticides on it.
Yeah. How many times can you say potato?
Spud, right. Anyway, what they found was that the GM potato was causing tumours in the rat's stomachs very quickly.
Bingo, weaponise.
Weaponised potatoes. Roll on McCain's chips and all this other McDonald's chips, and how they choose their chips, and it's a perfect chip and all this
specific
nonsense.
Specific potato.
But specific potato to Max Statins, more Max Satan. That'd be a good T-shirt, Max Satins. So this guy then, apparently there was a, from the documentary I watched on this chap, there was a call from number 10, B. Liars' office, telling him to shut up, and they sacked him.
Right.
He was suspended. His annual contract was not renewed. He were criticised scientifically. Bear in mind, this guy's, you know, he was up there, this guy.
He was Wakefielded. What, for finding out that genetically modified potatoes could destroy his stomach?
Kill you. Yeah.
Right, he shouldn't have a job though, should he? If he finds out,
no, he shouldn't. Bastard. He's a bastard. What a twat he is! It was called the Pudstai affair. It was quite a famous one in the late '90s, and he was basically cast into the wastelands. And I think he moved back to Hungary. He passed away in December 2021. But this guy, these are the people that are, heroes. An overused word, to be honest with you, but certainly a whistleblower. A whistleblower.
Yeah, but they're never going to make it into history.
All we need now is Lady Lancaster to come out, get 77th Brigade on him, accuse him of whatever.
For saying, let's look into these potatoes because I think they're damaging people's stomach.
Yeah, I think she should have a right go at him, personally.
He should be. I mean, in modern day times now, his Instagram account, his YouTube channel, go.
Close him down. Don't allow him to earn any money. Let him starve.
Yeah.
Shave all his hair off. Put him in a striped...
Don't even ask him why either. Why,
put
why
him in striped pyjamas.
Why do you think that, Doctor?
Yeah.
You know, not even that. It's just ruining.
Lady Lancaster will use some of that £2 billion to fight these bastards. Rothschild Bank, can I have a cash point card, please? Of course, Lady Lancaster. Yeah. Who are you nailing
Express
today?
An American Express card with a red shield on it.
We're going to nail this PhD professor who's found that these GM potatoes give rats turbo cancer.
Hungarians, very intelligent group of people. They invented a lot of things, you know. And they never get, for some reason, they never get any accolade. And it's another one of those empires, isn't it? It was a massive Hungarian. I've been to Budapest, beautiful place. A massive empire that got trounced. And now it's almost like it never did anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You see that graph there on the urban mosquito spread contributing to malaria? This is in Africa, so that's the next place they're going to hit, Chris. So in 2013, they weren't handling anybody there. Now, decade later, over 80,000, 73 times higher. Right after they've dropped a load of mozzies there, I think, Chris.
Yeah.
And now they're wondering why, how they've done it, how it's managed.
No coincidence. So the best thing, tell you about malaria, and then drop all the mozzies, and then there is malaria. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just sounds familiar.
Sounds very familiar to the last very familiar. Years here.
A bit like what happened in 2019 when they jabbed all old age pensioners with a new flu tap, and all of them start getting ill. Then they called it COVID.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. Everyone's sick, but no one is sick. Everyone's sick, and then we intervene. Now everyone is sick. Told you, you fucking idiots.
Chris, that's far too clever. I think Lady Lancaster might be spending some of that $2 billion getting her Rothschild Cashpoint card out from the hole in the wall. If they haven't closed them all down.
See you next time. Take care.
Bye. Be a part of the ocean.